Good morning.
Good morning.
It came up for me recently. I don't remember who I was talking to, but in my younger days, I did a lot of sailing. And whether you're out on the ocean or in the Long Island Sound, you really become intimate as a sailor with water. And all the different forms that water takes, you have to take into account when you're sailing. And of course, it's directly related to the wind as well. So, hence a Dharma talk on water. There's a Zen poem which says, "In the night, dewdrops gather on leaves, and in the morning, they fall into the lake without any fuss." Without any fuss. And the Heart Sutra says, "Form is exactly emptiness, and emptiness is exactly form." And this is an intimate and simultaneous relationship between the two, which also exists without any fuss. And if we pay attention to water, we will see that it is a remarkable metaphor for the relationship between form and emptiness. So before we identify it as water, it is originally empty. It has no form. Intrinsically, water has no form. Yet at the same time, it has the capacity to assume a myriad of forms. It can be a mountain lake, a dewdrop on an oak leaf, a glass of lemonade, or an icicle hanging from the roof just outside your bedroom. It can take form as a solid, like an ice cube, as a liquid, like tap water filling a bathtub, or a gas, like the clouds obscuring the evening sunset. And in spite of its various forms, it's still fundamentally water, which is intrinsically, as I said, empty and non-form. Isa wrote, "From white dewdrops, learn the way to the pure land." If we become intimate with water, we learn the way to pure land. And Dogen uses water as a metaphor in a slightly different way. He writes, "Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in dewdrops on the grass, or even in a single drop of water. Each reflection, however, is long or short. Its duration manifests the vastness of the dewdrop and realizes the limitlessness of the moonlight in the sky. No matter how it is reflected or where it is reflected, the moon remains the moon. It appears in many different ways, but it remains the moon." So enlightenment has no form. Enlightenment is just the direct experience. At the same time, enlightenment has many forms. So I would encourage us to study water and become familiar with its essence. You know, it's a simple thing that occurs every day of our lives. But how often do we become intimate with that water? So if we become intimate, we realize its teaching. It's teaching about the nature of reality. And at the same time, there's an old Zen saying, "We shouldn't confuse the finger pointing at the moon with the moon itself." That is, the use of a metaphor, metaphoric description, can be very helpful in giving us a sense or even a visceral feeling of what the words are seeking to express. So again, form is emptiness and emptiness is form. This kind of understanding is helpful. The Heart Sutra is helpful. It points in a particular way, in a very profound way. But the Heart Sutra is limited. And that is why we do this practice. That is why we practice Zazen. Because Zazen eventually leads to the direct experience of what the metaphor of the Heart Sutra is pointing at. So an example would be, I love ice cream. And I love ice cream way too much. And my favorite ice cream is mint chip. Chocolate chip mint ice cream. And if we had the time, I could take you aside and give you a wonderful, loving description of a bowl of mint chip ice cream. But you wouldn't really know mint chip ice cream other than through my metaphor. So the real way to experience what I've been talking about is to take a spoon of mint chip ice cream and have the direct experience of it. So, you know, my tale about ice cream is the finger. But tasting the ice cream is the moon itself. So again, I encourage all of us to become intimate with water. It's a wonderful teacher. Thank you.